our 911 God. We need you right now. Not tomorrow, not the next day. We need you now, God. This is our monthly prayer show midway in the month where we just storm heaven for our urgent prayer requests and needs. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Escher. And hopefully you'll share your prayer intentions requests with us and we will storm heaven together. Right, Jerry? I love storming heaven together.
We can do that. There is strength in numbers, and God hears all of our prayers. And we hear from many of you very frequently who have prayed on this program, and you email us later and say, wow, you know, God was great. He was awesome. He answered our prayers. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but whatever your prayer intention is, whatever is really, really, you have a great need. Maybe it's just, a job need, an employment need. Could be a health issue. Could be relationship. Whatever you'd like to pray for today with the entire Take Two family around the world, start calling 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We used to call the show 911, God, we need you now, but we don't say that anymore in the show titles because we don't want anybody calling 911. We want people to call in to the show line and get on the show and share your prayer requests. Now, the urgent part is we start praying right away. And at the end of the show, Jerry will gather up all the prayers that were spoken and unspoken, and we will just, shout them up to heaven. Jerry will lead us. Okay, it's going to be a wonderful show and a great confidence builder. Okay, we need confidence in prayer. So call in your prayer requests, intentions, the urgent needs that you have on your mind and your heart. Now is the time to do it. And I'm not going to give the pledge drive number, Jerry, even though I'm in the midst of a pledge drive. Here is our show number, 833-288-3986. But don't forget to do a shout out to our friends at The Rock.
Yeah, Debbie is hosting their on-air pledge drive. Started today, runs through Friday. So those of you listening on The Rock, please make that phone call to the pledge line number that they're giving out on the air and make your financial gift to help them stay strong, stay on the air. We don't want Catholic radio to just survive. We want it to thrive, especially in the days we're living in right now. So wherever you are, whoever you are, when your station, when EWTN, if you get an appeal letter in the mail, put a check in there and send it back to EWTN. Same with your local parish or when they come on the air during their pledge drive. Please be very generous. And do call in right now. We have lines have just blown up for no surprise here on the urgent prayer intention show. But we get through a lot of them. Okay, so if you're going to call right now, you'll be in line to get on the air and share your urgent prayer intention at 833-288-3986.
And I had this special treat, Jerry, twice in 1 week. Doug Keck was on our show yesterday for Mother Angelica's birthday, and he made a guest appearance on The Rock for their pledge drive. I was like, so it was so cool, and he did such a great job, and phone lines just lit up just like they're lighting up right now, and that's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing when there's full participation in Catholic radio. So I just want to echo what Jerry said. When your local listening area comes to you and says it's time, be excited about it and step up and make your most generous pledge to your Catholic radio station. But right now we have urgent needs, urgent requests that we want to ask God, plead with God, beg God, and in hopes that he hears us, which we know he does. Padre Pio always says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and hears your prayers. That is true. And he does hear our prayers. And we want to do this together as a family. So here's the number to call, 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
You might be maybe a little bit lamenting the fact that you can't get to a phone right now and make a call. If you're near your computer, you can email us your prayer intentions at take2@ewtn.com. You can text the letters EWTN to the number 55000. Wait for a little sounder there and then give your prayer intention. There might be a small data rate depending on your phone plan. How else? You can post on the show website at take2show.com. You can also put your prayer intentions on our social media video streams, Facebook and YouTube, and Jeff Burson, our social media manager, will pull those off of there and put them on another document that we can get to as many of them as we can. Obviously, if you've heard this show before on Take Two, you know that we simply can't get to all of them on the air. But Debbie, we want people to make sure that they know that all intentions, even if they're held in their hearts right now, are part of this program and will be lifted up at the end of the show.
Absolutely. God hears all our prayers, even though those the tears that we have, right? And those things that are really troubling us. God hears everything. And that's a good thing. You know, Jerry, I just wanted to say, I don't know if we say it enough. I mean, we do say it a lot, but we're just so grateful. Jerry and I are so grateful. Off air, we talk about it all the time. We have such a great show team. Okay. Michael Birchfield, Jeff Burson, Ryan Penny, you guys rock. And sometimes Rich Jesse steps in and Michael McCall and Tom Price and Jack Williams pops in, and it's great. We have just Charles Beery. We have such an amazing show team around us that makes us able to do what we can do best, and that is to invite our listeners to call in and to share from their hearts their life experiences so that we can all learn and grow. It's a win-win all the way around, we like to say. Right, Jerry?
It is, yeah. Tom Price, part of the show team as well. Charles Beery, Michael McCall sometimes. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on and on. So really, really happy to, give a pat on the back to those who are helping out with the show every day. Just so that you, the Take Two family, know that it's not just me and Debbie. We don't just sit down and poof, magically appears a radio show. There's a lot that goes into producing this every day. But right now, we are taking your urgent prayer intentions. We have Stephanie on the line. We have Alice, Rosio. We have Terry. We have others being screened by Ryan Penny right now. And in just about a minute, we will pause very briefly and then get right to your intentions. So keep those calls coming at 1-800-833. I'm not even doing a pledge drive this weekend. I'm going to give out a pledge drive number.
Okay, that's hilarious.
833-288-3986.
Okay, we have such gratitude in our hearts, so we're just going to keep the thank yous going. Deborah Rice, thank you.
Yeah.
Deborah, getting the word out of everything that's going on with the show. Mike Peters, you guys are just amazing. We're so grateful. We have the greatest family at EWTN, and you're part of it. When you listen and you call in, you are a key part of the family. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. This is our monthly God, We Need You Now. Urgent prayer requests coming in right now to Take Two. So get yours on the list at 833-288-3986.
Because you are there. Thank you, Take Two family. We're going to get to your urgent prayer intentions in just about 30 seconds. I want to tell you, if you are a man or a woman of prayer, here's a book that you need. You really have to have this in your, I was going to say your library, but you need to put it in your stack of spiritual reading books, A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica. Mother, the book contains a lot of her writings, the things that she had said, her prayers, a lot of prayers that came to her during her time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And she teaches on many topics like resisting temptation, an hour of healing, repentance is so very important to our walk with God, God's compassion, the Beatitudes, so much more. A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica is available now from EWTNRC.com. We encourage you to shop Catholic, buy Catholic at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, so first up on our urgent prayer request show is Stephanie, and Stephanie is in San Angelo, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for being first up on Take Two.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm asking for prayer for my son and daughter-in-law. My daughter-in-law has been without employment now for several months, and they need her to find a job, the right job. And they're also having to move out of their house at the end of May, so they need the right job, the right house, in the right city. God's will be done. That's what I'm asking.
God's will be done indeed, Stephanie. And what I'm going to tell you is what I'm going to suggest will be no surprise to you. I know because you're a woman of God and a woman of prayer. But the two things you mentioned, an employment need and a housing need, St. Joseph is the man to go to. This is the year of St. Joseph. You know, he provided for the Holy Family. He obviously, had his trade of a carpenter or a brick, whatever they, Bible scholars believe was his profession. And he taught that to Jesus. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, St. Joseph is the perfect one, okay. Our Blessed Mother as well. I feel really good about this, Debbie. I really do, because when you bring St. Joseph into things like this, it's a done deal.
And I would encourage you to say the litany to St. Joseph, Stephanie, and the Memorare, and really incorporate that in your spiritual regimen, and you'll see. I mean, St. Joseph, it's his time to shine. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Stephanie. I don't have the passage in front of me here, but St. Teresa of Avila, St. Padre Pio, so many great saints have said they have never, ever gone to Joseph with a prayer intention that they didn't readily receive an answer to. Right. And of course, that's the same with Mary, the Memorare of our Blessed Mother as well. So folks, we got a lot of help. Let's tap into it. Alice is next in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Alice. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm stuttering all over the place here. Hi, Alice.
Hi. I need prayer, or should I say maybe our parish needs prayer, for those seeking community or outreach at the parish level. I felt a calling to become more involved at a new parish that we joined, and then the pandemic happened. And so we're just now starting to open up in the Dallas area. We're having mass. We've had mass for a while, but the groups is what I'm really yearning to go and meet more people at the parish. And I just need prayer for that, because I've reached out to the priest and have not gotten a response, and it may be due to the pandemic. I've reached out to volunteers. In our bulletin, it said, we need this, please call this person. I've done that, haven't gotten a response. So I feel like there's these roadblocks going up, but I don't want to be deterred. I still want to keep trying to connect with people at our parish.
Okay. Well, we will pray that work of yours, and we consider it ministry work, because you are helping other parishioners, Alice, by building that community, that connection. We will pray that those obstacles, if they are truly there and could be could distract from it, we're just gonna pierce right through it. And who do we ask? Saint Michael the Archangel. Okay, St. Michael the Archangel, please, Alice, with a couple of your friends, pray the that St. Michael prayer, so that there isn't any distractions or obstacles, and it does bring community and connection back together for your parish community. Because let's face it, there's been a lot of communities around the country that they're fractured, they're splintered, it's been broken apart. Why is that? Because Satan wants that. He wants to break everything apart. He wants to break families. He wants to break relationships. He wants to break everything. So we need to pray the St. Michael prayer, and you'll see, you'll go right through it. Okay, Alice?
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll be praying along with all of the Take Two family for you, Alice. Thank you so much for your call. Urgent prayer intentions today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-3986. And we go to Rocio and a friend calling next, listening on Guadalupe Radio in Houston. Hi, Rocio and friend. How are you?
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an urgent prayer request. I have a friend on the other line, Stacy Urso. My prayer request is for Dr. Richard Urso, who is going to speak at the Texas Senate today, shortly. I just ask for prayers for God to give him clarity, to give him courage to speak the truth, and just for the Holy Spirit to come over him, for our Blessed Mother Mary's beautiful blue mantle of protection to be over him, and for St. Michael the Archangel to defend him. He's speaking about the COVID-19 vaccine, and he's speaking about treatment that is available. And I would like to introduce my friend, Stacy Urso. Stacy, are you?
Real quickly, we got a lot of callers
Urso's
here.
Wife.
Yeah, okay, great. Hi, Stacy.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, real well. Go ahead, Stacy.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Rocio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for giving me this opportunity. This is obviously unsettling times that we're all going through right now. And I've prayed about this so many times that there would just be a time and place where the truth can come out. The truth about just the pandemic, which really is, I feel so strongly that it's designed to divide the family, the church, and it breaks my heart to see so many people living in fear. So my husband, who Dr. Richard Urso, this will be his second appearance before the Texas State Senate, and he's bringing the information, bringing the literature, bringing all the studies to show that there is early treatment for COVID-19. He's been doing this since the pandemic started. We've received a lot of censorship. We've received a lot of reprisals. His medical license has been jeopardized at one point.
Well, Stacy, forgive me for jumping in. Forgive me for doing this. We're happy to hear that your husband is going to speak at the Texas Senate. I'm sure it's going to be very important what he has to present to them. There are still so many varying positions on this. I know a lot of people have the concerns that you do and your husband does. We share them to a large extent, but Catholic groups, bioethical groups, are speaking out to saying the vaccine is okay to get. That's all that we know. We just repeat what they say about this. So I think for right now, Debbie, don't you think there's definitely for every person who's seriously considering this, there's a different sort of come from, if you will, so we want to,
And I think we just pray, and we will take on these prayers. Let the truth be spoken, and let the truth be heard, and then we can move forward with that. But truth and facts important, and so we will certainly, Stacy and Rocio, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. We will certainly pray that he gets the forum he needs to share his expertise in this area. So that's important. Everybody needs to speak, right? You need to speak, and then we can sort out what is useful and what is productive and what we can go forward. I'm always get nervous, Jerry, when people try to silence people from talking. That always makes me nervous, because that's not how our country is set up,
Right. All right, again, Rocio and Stacy, thank you so much. As you can imagine, we have jam-packed phone lines here, a lot of prayer intentions, but we will definitely be praying, Stacy, for your husband, Dr. Richard Urso, as he speaks to the Texas Senate. Please, if you would like, give us a follow-up on that.
Yes,
at email at take2@ewtn.com. Okay, Laura is also in Houston, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Laura, welcome.
Hi, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I got in the car at the right time. I had just left my sister's house, Patty Salcedo, who needs prayers, please. She had cancer about 4 years ago, cervical cancer. Radiation was what they use. They use internal radiation, and it really burned her insides. She can barely eat anything. She rushes to the bathroom. We don't know how she's surviving this. But she's become a very bitter, awful person, very negative. She yells at everything. I just went to drop something for my dad, who lives with her. And I know I've been asking him to come live with me. How can he stay there with her? But he won't. And I'm praying God for a miracle. Mm-hmm. She needs a miracle. They say they can't do anything for her medically, for her problem. But she's just has become a very negative, a bitter person, and it's hard to be around her.
Right. Right. And your father is with her full time, Laura?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She does come with me on weekends or with one of my other sisters. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to leave her house.
Right, because it's her father. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, but Laura, hold on one second. Yeah. Real quickly. Laura, when somebody has that type of, have gone through that type of cancer experience, and from the inside out, they are just, you know, torn up, you know, all sorts of ways through the cancer. It's not a shock that they become very bitter, very down, and so they try to get that out, and it's an unfortunate way of expressing their frustration. What I would suggest, Laura, is obviously, I'm sure you and your dad, you can't take anything she says personally. You cannot. But I would also recommend having some holy water and some blessed salt. And before you encounter her, Laura, bless yourself with holy water. Same for your dad. The same for her. You need to get some more spiritual protection around it, because what she is doing is she's just venting a lot of the real pain and sadness that she has gone through. But that's, we will pray for a miracle. Absolutely. Cause we serve a big, big God, Laura, but I just want you to also have some sacramentals around to give you that added protection. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I have all that in my house, and I do bless myself. And I have rosaries that I carry with me. I always do the sign of the cross, especially when I'm going to her house.
Okay, good.
Yes, but she doesn't believe in church. I mean, she believes in Christ, but she left the church a long time ago, long before cancer. But well, I keep praying, and thank you. I know you will pray for me. For her.
Yeah. Let me look something up here real quick. I encourage you to read the parable of the lost sheep. You'll find that in Matthew's gospel, chapter number 18. I'm looking to see if it's in any of the other gospels, but actually it's in Luke 15 too. So definitely, Laura, look up the parable of the lost sheep, because Jesus is always, always looking for those who have strayed. And we all stray from time to time. And I just want you to be encouraged, because you said there's nothing medically that can be done now for your sister. What that means is God has, if God's going to do a miracle, it's set up for that. Okay, that's what that defines a miracle medically, is when there's no explanation, doctors can't do anything about it, and then God intervenes. And that is what we can pray for, certainly for a miracle. We pray for God's will, but the greatest miracle, Lord, to pray for is for Patty's heart to be softened to God and really be open to loving God again and knowing maybe what she is missing in the Catholic Church with regard to the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. Debbie?
And Laura, if you can get some blessed holy cards, especially of Padre Pio, get a miraculous medal, have it blessed, somehow leave it in her home somewhere, maybe close to her bedroom where she sleeps, because most of the time, you know, we're sleeping, right? You know, 8, 9, 10 hours, something of that nature, especially if we're not feeling well. If you can do that, Laura, I really think that can give you some added protection and a possible miraculous conversion, Laura.
Yes, she will accept. I have taken her some cards.
Good.
She does accept those, and she does pray the prayer in the back of the cards.
Good. Yeah, but have them blessed and get her a miraculous medal, Laura, and have it blessed, the miraculous medal. Why is it called the miraculous medal? Exactly for that reason. It's very miraculous.
All right, okay. Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
A lot of prayers from the Take-Two family. What is your heart heavy with right now? This is our urgent prayer show. God, I need you now on Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Mary, you're going to be next. We have a lot more calls. We have emails. We have social media comments. We'll get to just as many as we possibly can here on this Wednesday broadcast of Take-Two.
This is our monthly urgent prayer request show on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So we ask you to please send us your requests and intentions. Do it rather quickly because we're halfway through the show and we want to pray right at the end of the show. We're going to move over to YouTube and Facebook for a moment because we got just stacking up. Jeff Burson is stacking up comments and requests and intentions. Marie says, my daughter Lynn is very unhappy. I pray that she finds a job satisfaction. And she added some more, but I think Jeff is still typing that in. Michael says, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood. Amen to that, Michael. The diaconate and the religious life, as well as for committed marriages. We agree, Michael. And where else are we going on social media, Jerry?
Samantha on Facebook says, I've been given a notice of eviction for complaining about employees and their superiors and the leasing office, and it's a legitimate complaint, too. I don't fraternize with employees and next-door neighbors. I live a very pious, holy, righteous, moral life since 2016 to present, a real conversion. So, Samantha, watching the video stream on Facebook, we will lift your intentions up in prayer as well.
Mm-hmm. And more are coming in on social media. Sylvia says, please pray for me and my coworkers. We're getting a lot of that. So there's a lot that's happening at your work environment. Okay. You know, make sure, you know, where your, you know, your blessed crucifix, you know, wear your medals, keep them in your pocket. Men, keep them in your pocket. If you don't want to wear them, I have my husband, he has a stack of medals he carries with him in his pocket, along with his Knights of Columbus stuff as well. I mean, so that's a beautiful way to have that added protection. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Mary is in Michigan listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. First of all, I would like to pray for my ex-husband. His name is Christopher. We were in a 33-year marriage. 2 years ago, I made a phone call. It was a domestic violence marriage, and I made a phone call, and I knew the ramifications. Actually, I suspected. I've lived out the ramifications for the last 2 years. Now, I have been free of bruises for 2 years. My life is so much different. We had 14 children. There are 3 minor children. And although I do not get the physical bruises, the 3 minor children are being used as ways to hurt me. So my prayer is on Sunday, our youngest son will turn 12, and I would like to see him. And my ex-husband is saying no. And this happens every year. It happens with every child, with every special occasion or birthday. But it's very important that I see my son. And this is not to be negative to my husband. I ask for prayers for him. I do not tell this story without asking for prayers for him. And I ask for prayers for my family. I did not make that phone call to destroy my family. I made the phone call to say no more to the abuse. But I would really like to see my son Cooper for his 12th birthday. So if you could please pray that I can see him.
Absolutely, Mary. Mary, you can be guaranteed. Be assured of our prayers. And there are many of us just like you who've had our relationships with our children, you know, broken and estranged and changed, and, you know, they've disintegrated, and it's been horrible. And so our hearts as mothers, and I'm sure the fathers that are listening, they go out to you, and we're with you, and we surround you with those prayers. But keep in mind, okay, keep in mind something. Your ex-husband, he's doing whatever he's choosing to do, and he's going to suffer those consequences and reap those ramifications, whether good or bad. So that's beside the point, okay? But what's happening with you and your son, that bond can never be broken, Mary. Never, okay? And you have your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to tap your son's guardian angel. Make sure you hold on to that connection. And even if you can't actually physically see your son on his birthday, maybe a phone call, maybe Zoom, something of that nature. But don't ever get nervous about the fact that bond will be broken, because we know as mothers that it'll never be broken. Okay, so hold on to that, please, and hold on to the fact that you're a great mom, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be praying for that, Mary. And your name, you pray to your namesake, I'm sure you are. Pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Family, you know, the perfect model of family life, domestic life for all of our relationship needs, our family needs, especially situations like this. Let's be sure and invoke our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, and St. Joseph, and of course, Jesus himself. So Mary, thank you. A lot of prayers going up for your intention. We can hear how meaningful this is to you. Okay,
May
Colleen.
Lady Undoer of Knots.
Yes, Mary, Our Lady Undoer of Knots. Look that up on the internet, Mary, if you get a chance. Colleen, listening on Sirius XM 130 in Harrisville, Rhode Island. Hi, Colleen. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. Thank you. I was calling. I called last week and I couldn't get on the show because it was a different topic. So the call screener said he would send an email to you. It was for Christopher Lancaster, and he died. He died in the Philippines, but in America, it was like between 3 and 7 p.m., which would have been Good Friday. Anyway, the following week, I saw, I had asked for a sign, and the following week, I saw an upside down cross in the sky. So anyway, I called Father Mitch Pacwa, and I had a talk with him, and he said, all I could do was pray like he's in purgatory, and when I die, I'll find out whether he is or isn't. So,
all right. So
I wondered if you got that. I wonder if you got that email, and am I on a prayer list that people will keep praying for him?
Most certainly, you know, Colleen. Yeah. Yeah, most certainly. You know, you may have heard us say on the program, we're at a point now where about 2 months away from being 6 years on the show, and this is no pat on the back to us or anything, but we have such a large Take-Two family that we get volumes of email just about every day. So if we didn't get back to you yet, we're going to really try and do that. But we are definitely. Was Christopher your son, Colleen? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
He was
right.
An alcoholic. He was an mm-hmm. alcoholic. He was married and has a 7-year-old son, but there was a lot of trouble in the marriage.
Right.
But they kind of made up when he was just about to die, and he smiled, and so.
Well, that's a great gift right there.
So I hope he got to purgatory, and that's what I would like people to pray for, that he's in purgatory and he'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful prayer to pray because, you know, you obviously want the salvation of his soul, as do all of us who will be praying for Christopher going forward. And, but one of the most beautiful prayers you can pray, you might do this already, Colleen, is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Are you familiar with that devotional prayer, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy?
I did it at 10 o'clock the night.
Okay.
Here for the funeral mass for him in the Philippines at 10 the next day. 10 Easter Saturday is actually when he had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to say, Colleen, when we offer any prayer to the Father through the suffering, the passion, the crucified one, Jesus Christ, I don't see... I can't fathom a way that God would say no to a prayer, especially for the salvation of a soul, when it's offered, like we say in the chaplet, Father, for the sake of your son's sorrowful passion, and then make our request, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Debbie, I know you agree with that. What prayer could God not answer, you know, when we make that prayer through the passion of Jesus?
I completely agree. And I would just say, go ahead, Colleen, go ahead.
Speaking of guardian angels, do you think if I sent my guardian angel to his guardian angel in purgatory, it would be all right? I don't know if they're in there, but
Okay. Yeah, they visit. Yeah, the guardian angels visit the souls in purgatory. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So with God, all things are possible, okay. Colleen. And see, you're a perfect example of what I talked about—a mother's bond with their child. Okay, and the good Lord, yeah. You know, we can hear it. Okay, if we can hear your heart, what do you think the good Lord can hear? He hears it much deeper than we can. And he hears your sadness. He hears your worry, your pain, everything you're feeling, Colleen. Absolutely. Ask your guardian angel to tap his guardian angel. And I want to echo what Jerry said. If you could incorporate the Chaplet of Divine Mercy each day between the 3 and 4 o'clock hour, do so. It's very, very, and I use the word powerful because that's the best word I can grab from the vocabulary, our vocabulary on prayer. Prayer is powerful. And you'll see, it'll bring you peace. You may even, you know, God willing, if God chooses, you may even get another sign that brings you more peace, that Christopher is in a good place. So Colleen, we want that for you, and we will pray, okay? And we're sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the phone call, Colleen. Got the whole Take-Two family around the world praying for Christopher. And Cece sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. She says, good morning, dear friends. Please join me in praying for my precious nephew, Austin. He's crippled with anxiety related to PTSD. And Cece says, I keep the Take-Two family and their intentions in my prayers as well. God bless, Cece. So, yep, we'll definitely be praying for Austin. A lot of people struggling with, Debbie, anxiety and depression and PTSD and traumas and emotional things.
Crisis, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really a tough, tough thing right now.
Well, I just want to say this going back to Colleen because I don't believe there's any accident, okay? Folks, please say your guardian angel prayer in the morning and in the evening. That is your awareness that you recognize that your guardian angel is right with you. They are praying fervently for you. They are there to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. They're there to help you get to heaven, okay? They have a mission given only by God himself. That is to try to get you to heaven, okay? And it's important we recognize that they are there appointed by God so that they can do their ministry work, just like you should be doing your ministry work here on earth. They got to do their ministry work, but you're never alone. So don't feel like you're alone and don't feel like you're isolated because you're not. You have your guardian angel right beside you.
All right, very good. Back to your calls in a moment. Before we do that, I want to remind you about Holy Mass from EWTN Radio and Television from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel every morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. And you can get the broadcast of the Mass every 2 hours on EWTN Radio Essentials. Today's celebrant, Father Mitch Packwood, talks about John 6:35-40 and the importance of addressing God and the significance and respect we should show in His holy name. That's the Holy Mass broadcast every morning at 8 Eastern Time here on many of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, as a phone line becomes open, it gets lit up again. So we're going to have to move very quickly. So we're going to have to go fast. So if you can state what your urgent prayer request or need is, we're going to move on. So we just want to say that in advance. We don't want to be disrespectful in any which way. Lori is up next in Michigan, listening on 103.9 WLCV. And you're our first time caller. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling because of family work situations, as so many others. I have a son who is looking for a fellowship position and has not been able to match and is desperate to continue his education to serve the needs of others. And another son who has been booted out of the family business through no fault of his own, through no fault of the family, but through others in the business. And he is now working and struggling as to how to maintain and move ahead and continue the good work that he can do. And a husband who is now being pushed out of the business he established and worked and grew for his whole working career. And I'm just heartbroken with all this distress and this inability for these fine, upstanding men to be able to work and to serve their community.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm doing a little bit of a quick internet search here for something. There have been saints who have started religious communities, Lori, and where I'm going with this is some of them have even been, you know, expelled from their own religious communities, and I bring that up because I think it would be definitely a good intercessor for, I believe you said your husband, was it, who's, you know, been evicted from the job that he even started. I think of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the founder of the Redemptorists. I may be maybe incorrect about that. But anyway, ask God to maybe put it on your heart and reveal to you who some of those great saints might be who could help you and intercede for you during this situation. And we definitely are going to pray because, you know, gainful employment right now is very difficult for a lot of people. People are without jobs, suffering very, very much. So we will definitely pray for all of these intentions that you listed for us. Debbie?
And when you have family struggles and there's family members, extended family members, Lori, it takes a hero in the family. And that could be you. Okay, so just lead the charge and Lady Undoer of Knots, blessed holy water, blessed salt, Gregorian chant, all sorts of ways you can bring the spiritual component to get the family back in order. Okay, but just so you know, it's happening across the board worldwide. The struggles in families, it's unbelievable what's happening. So you're not alone, but there's things we can do to try and protect the family. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
833-288-3986, the number to call to be on the program with your urgent prayer intention today. And Margaret would be next, listening in Duluth, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. First time calling, take two. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it. I listen to your show frequently. I'm asking for prayers that I would surrender and let Jesus take over a situation in my life that has to do with health. I had a heart procedure a few weeks ago, and it generally went well, but there's been some ups and downs since then, and it's one of these where you don't know the final outcome for some weeks or maybe a couple of months. And I I pray about it a lot, and I keep trying to be trusting about it. There's a lot on the line for me in my mind about it, about plans that I have with my family and gifts that I want to bring and things I prayed about and felt I got feedback from the Lord about before. And I would just add that about 3 years ago, I had a really serious, even more serious, this medical situation. And I was very blessed in how I got through that. And I trusted from the moment it started, I trusted in the Lord the entire time. But this time around with this situation, I'm having these ups and downs, and I would appreciate any prayer, any thoughts about how to let go and stay steady. I pray the surrender novena, but just your thoughts of prayer on this would, I think, be very helpful.
Absolutely, Margaret. We'll be praying, and Debbie and I have been typing back and forth to each other, and you just kind of stole our idea because we were going to suggest that you pray the Surrender Novena. Servant of God, Father Delindo Ruotolo, I think is his name. He does the Surrender Novena. I recommend this to anyone who's listening right now, but Margaret, I'm so glad to hear that you have been doing that. Please just continue that because surrender is the key in everything. And it's very hard. I'm not saying it's easy for what you're going through. I've been through things in my life where surrendering them to God was not easy at all. But I've come to incorporate the theme of the Surrender Novena into other forms of prayer in my life. Jesus, you take care of everything is the line that you repeat often in the Surrender Novena. And I've even tagged it onto the end of my Chaplet of Divine Mercy when I say, Jesus, I trust in you. I say that three times at the end, and I say, Jesus, I trust in you, take care of everything, making kind of a hybrid sentence out of that with those requests. So, Debbie, you probably got something to add to this.
No, that was excellent. Excellent. But, Margaret, I have to tell you this, and I know this personally because my mother's middle name is Margaret. You need to go to St. Margaret Alico. She promoted the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You've got a heart situation happening. Go to your own patron saint, St. Margaret. If you haven't done so already, please try to secure or get maybe a relic somehow, anything, or have a prayer card blessed. Do something to connect you to your patron saint. Could you do that?
Yes, I can. That's a very wonderful, fun, wonderful suggestion. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and feel. Hope you can feel the prayer support around you, Margaret. That's so very important for us, not just in the head to understand that we got people around the world praying for us, but I just hope that you really, truly, that God will give you the sensation of just feeling in your heart, you know, knowing that people are praying for you, because that will be the case from this day going forward. We can promise you that, okay?
Well, thank you, Jerry, and I was feeling that while I was on hold waiting to talk to you guys, that just having the conversation was going to bring that sense to me, and I think that's been very healing, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. Margaret. You're very sweet. Thanks for calling the program. We appreciate that so very much. Mab would like prayers for my son, says that we find an awesome and patient dentist for him. And Bing on Facebook says, please pray for my son Angelo for a job. He has a family with two toddlers. He's been unemployed for a year since COVID started. He's saying, God, please hear my prayer. So Bing and Mab, we're going to be praying for both of your intentions as well.
Okay, real quickly, if you're having struggles in your home, in your household, in your marriage, with your family, with your kids, please get the twin hearts, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Have the picture blessed. Put it up in your home. Consecrate your family to the twin hearts. Please, I can't stress it enough. I just read another article about that the other day. It's very, again, very, very powerful. You're going to have to give me another word other than powerful, because that's the only one I can think of.
Okay, I'll try and think of one.
Efficacious.
Efficacious, yeah. Powerful, yes. Efficacious.
Okay.
Dynamic.
Yeah. Do we have time to go to more calls, or can we just list names and some of the intentions? Because you are going to gather everybody's prayer intentions, spoken and unspoken, up. What do you think?
Well, I think we got time for hopefully another call or two. Let's see if we can go to, I think it's Lissy we're going to go to next in Palm Beach, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Lissy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
What is your prayer intention? Hi there.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. Urgent prayer request. My father has had a litany of medical issues in the past couple of months, and he had to go into an ALF short term, and he's a very optimistic, God loving, good man. And I just left visiting him for the first time after his quarantine. He's very depressed, very despondent. I said, have you been praying? And he said, I can't feel God. Mm-hmm. And he needs prayer so he can reconnect to God. And I said, Daddy, can you throw yourself on the mercy of Jesus? And he did say, Christ, I throw myself on your mercy.
Aww.
But I've never seen him like this.
Right.
And he's never not been connected.
Yeah. Lissy, can you give us your dad's first name? Are you able to do that?
Yes, it's Jim.
Jim. Okay. Can you get a message to your dad again shortly? And would you let him know that there is a worldwide audience, family members, who love him and are praying for him right now? And if he can't pray for himself right now, we will take that up and we will pray for him. Would you let Jim know that he is loved? You know, he can't even imagine how much he's loved. Jerry and I could show you, Lissy, we would be on the phone with you all day long if you saw how the Take Two family takes on prayer. Jim is going to feel these prayers. Your dad will feel these prayers. Just tell them they're there, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah, and Lissy, just one other quick thing. Get your Bible as soon as you can and look at Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, the first several verses until about verse 5. It's when there's a paralytic and they can't get to Jesus the conventional way, like going into the house through the door. So they climb up on the roof and they lower the paralytic down to Jesus. And I bring that up because you were talking about, you know, your dad having a little bit of trouble, you know, going to God. You know, you can carry him to God, take him to God, just like these people did in the Gospel of Mark chapter 2. So I encourage you to do that, and you'll see some wonderful things happen. Okay, so thanks for the call, Lissy. We appreciate it.
Keep us posted, okay, Lissy?
So much. Thank you kindly, Debbie. Thank you, Jerry.
You're
absolutely
most welcome.
We're with you. We can hear your pain and your love that you have for your dad. So beautiful. Lucy Mary, Diana, Brian, Glenn, the others. We're not going to get to you, but we've written down all of your intentions and requests, your urgent needs. God hears them. God sees them, you know, and Ryan did a great job of putting everything on the call screening, and Jeff did a fabulous job on the show document. So we've got them all. And Jerry, it's time to really pray.
Let's pray the Memorare to St. Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who implored your help and sought your intercession were left unaided. Full of confidence in your power, I fly unto you and beg your protection. Despise not, O guardian of the Redeemer, our humble supplications, but in your bounty hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. This was beautiful. Keep praying for all the intentions and urgent prayer requests. And thank you for just entrusting them to us. And we value that so very much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us.